1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Let's do a phone tap. What do you guys say?
I'm in.
Yeah.
Today, Brooke poses as a corporate HR rep to tell a guy that the company just hired his new boss. And you might hear from the sound of his voice that he's familiar with the name, probably because he broke up with her about 6 months ago.
No!
Talk about uncomfortable.
What a nightmare.
And Brooke's about to make it worse in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jack?
This is him.
Hi, Jack. My name is Sherry. I work in corporate human resources.
Okay. Hey, Sherry.
Hi. I was just giving you a call because I'm sure you're aware that we've been looking for a new manager for the office.
Yeah, I did hear that they were going to try to fill that position.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to let you know we found a very exciting, ambitious person to fill the role. So.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be great.
Who is it?
Her name is Kelly. She used to work over at marketing. And she is just blowing us away.
Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly.
Oh. Okay.
That was a funny O. Is there something wrong?
No, I just didn't expect that.
Okay. Do you know Kelly? I mean, did you work with her in the past or something?
I do know her. I didn't work with her.
So how do you know her then? Because your reaction is somewhat alarming.
We kind of dated in the past.
Dated?
Yeah, for a minute.
Oh, that's awkward. Because she's your boss now. I did not know
that. I mean, I didn't even know she was applying or had any interest in that job.
Yeah, she applied, got the job. I mean, hopefully you two can forget about the past and move on.
Yeah.
Did it end well, at least?
I mean, it ended.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's an answer. So Kelly, I'll tell you, is very excited to join the team. She already has some great ideas that she wants to implement in the office.
What do you mean ideas? She hasn't really even been here yet.
I really would recommend you giving her a chance. I mean, she is your superior now. So
no, I think I would have asked that about anybody who would have got the job. Just why would they want to be so quick to make changes?
Mm-hmm. Well, I sent her a picture of the office and she wants to switch up the seating. Kelly says our feng shui is way off.
Okay.
I mean, it's all for better productivity and team atmosphere. So she wants to move your workspace over behind Terry's desk.
You mean the spot next to the bathroom? Well, I mean, right in front of the bathroom door.
If that's how you want to think about it, then yes.
Have you been to the office? Because right where you're talking, like, you can hear everything and basically smell everything. You're practically in the bathroom at that point.
I just know that Kelly thought you were working with Terry Moore, so it would be quicker to communicate.
Right.
I mean, it seems to make sense on our end.
You know she's doing this on purpose, right?
Purpose?
Is what it seems.
She doesn't seem malicious at all to me. In fact, she never even brought up your name. I don't think she really
cares.
Is
anybody else getting moved? Anybody else's desk getting moved?
I don't think that is something that you need to know.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to move forward because this isn't looking good on you right now. And I just want to let you know that Kelly told me she wants to reassign new roles in the office as well.
New roles, just completely new roles. So everybody's getting a new role.
No. We'll use you for an example. You're going to still have the same job, but she's going to give you the title of Master of the Office.
Master of the office.
Uh-huh.
What does that even mean?
It just means that you're going to be in charge of office stuff, changing the printer ink, watering the plants at the end of the day, replacing all the toilet paper rolls, which you'll be right by the bathroom, it sounds like, so that should be convenient.
So like a janitor, a handyman. I mean, there's no shame on that, but like that's not my job. Like,
you know,
I'm not understanding why I would get assigned these tasks.
I know you think that this is about you, but to be honest, I don't even think she knows that you're there.
Oh, no. She knows very well where I work and that I work here.
She's also starting a new thing called Dog Day Tuesdays, which will allow you to bring your dog to work. I mean, that's a good thing, right?
She knows I'm allergic to dogs. Like, this is clearly set up. I mean,
well, she doesn't know that because she also said that the master of the office, which is you, will be in charge of any of the messes during Tuesdays.
I don't understand why you're giving her such a clear pass for any of this, because it's very clear to me what's going on.
What's going on?
I mean, she's obviously getting back at me for whatever may have happened, didn't happen.
Okay.
And my ex-girlfriend should not be my boss.
That's one theory. Have you thought about another theory that she actually contacted us to do a prank phone call on you?
A prank? No. Kelly?
Yeah, this is actually Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
No. Oh, my God. Oh,
I'm
no.
not with HR. Your ex, Kelly,
well,
set you
God
up.
Thank God you're not.
She told me that she heard you were looking for a new office manager and thought it would be funny to pretend it was her.
She did not do that. Oh, my gosh.
She sounds hilarious to me. I don't know why you would ever break up with someone like that.
Yeah.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.